Previously on Algoa FM.
It's time for Mythbusters, and she's a two-time graduate qualifying with a biomedical sciences degree and a Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery degree. Now, currently specializing in surgery with a special interest in plastic surgery. I'm so excited to get into it. She's also a Miss SA Top 30 and winner of Miss International South Africa, representative in Japan for our country, and ambassador of health and surgery for women in international pageantry, ambassador for the Smile Foundation. I saw she's got a beautiful smile, and founder of the Dial Foundation and philanthropist, basically superwoman. Please welcome Dr. Farini Dial. Farini, welcome to Mythbusters.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh no, it's a pleasure to have you. Listen, how do you even do it all? I just want to start there. How do you do it all?
Wow. I wish I could give you my secrets, but then everyone would be being a dry.
I love that. No, we'll talk about your secret afterwards. But your journey as a surgeon, how long has that been?
This is my 14th year in medicine. I've spent about the past 4, maybe 5 years in surgery. So it's been quite a long journey, pretty much my whole life, if
wow.
I can say so.
Wow. And I mean, in your years, do you feel like there's a common myth or a common misconception that people have about surgery or even plastic surgery? I'm sure you always get like a typical question.
Because we work such long hours.
Yeah.
I think most common thing I get asked is, don't you worry that you're going to be so tired that you're going to fall asleep or make a mistake? But I think the main thing is that we love what we do so much, that adrenaline that rushes through you and that excitement and putting everything you know through the last 10 to 20 years of your life to make a difference in someone else's life. You know, it all comes together in conjunction when you're with that person in the room in the theater. And of course, we're human. We do make mistakes. But I think the most important part was that we do get to make this huge difference for people. So yeah, that's probably the biggest and most common question I get asked. We don't fall asleep on the table. yeah.
Wow. Listen, I'm actually so excited to get into this because our listeners have come up with questions about surgery and even just one or two about plastic surgery as well. So I'd love to get into them with you. I think you're the perfect person to bust these myths on Mythbusters. And so the first one is that every single surgery is dangerous. Every single surgery is life-threatening, you know, when you go under the knife. Is this true?
I don't think so, not at all. Mm. Otherwise, I don't think I'd be in this career path if everything I did was a danger.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I think everyone knows that we take an oath to make sure that we do no harm. And our surgeries, I'm very privileged, the surgeries that I do at the moment, we actually change people's lives. So we do stoma reversals. I'm sure everyone in the country knows our high rates of trauma.
Yeah.
A lot of what we see and what we do deals with gunshot abdomens or stabs to the abdomen, stab heart. So a lot of what we see and do is life-saving surgeries. And at the moment where I'm working, we do reversals of what we call stomas. So when you are in a life-threatening situation like a gunshot to the abdomen, they take out a part of the intestine and actually fashion it, so they put it on your skin.
Wow.
And we reverse that, so we give people a complete change of their lifestyle.
Wow.
which is really incredible to see the difference that we make. And my husband's an orthopedic surgeon. I've literally seen him put back hands and arms, and it's incredible what we do. So no, not every surgery is dangerous and life-threatening. We do what we love for the purpose of making a difference and bringing back functionality from something that was abnormal to normal. And I think that's important for people to understand.
Wow, truly inspiring what you're saying as well. And I mean, I'm sure in cases like that, stuff like anesthesia might need to be involved, right? Now, I know you're not really an anesthesiologist. I don't know if I got that word right. It's a long word. Okay, awesome. I'm glad. Because one of the other myths that our listeners came up with is that anesthesia is dangerous, you know, and that you might not gain consciousness afterwards. Now, this is such a common myth that, you know, I've even heard. If you go under the knife and you get that anesthesia, you know, you might not ever really wake up. Is that true? Do you know?
I think there's a misconception in how people actually view surgery and anesthetics.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, of course, there are always the possibility of a complication, both in surgery to the patient, for the op itself, and for an anesthetic risk. Everyone's different. How we metabolize drugs is different. How we as people are made up is different. Our body metamorphosis, you know, how we look, how we, what we eat, everything that we do is different between one person and the next.
Mm.
So how we're going to react in a situation where you put under the knife, because it is trauma to the body, it's not normal, is going to be different for everyone.
Yeah.
Definitely in my 14 years of experience, I have seen some complications with anesthetic, but never to the point where it was that someone didn't wake up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it can't happen, but it's a very rare and not common thing to happen to someone who goes under the knife. Of course, we explain all the risks before every single procedure, but there are things that can affect certain anesthetics. For example, people with a higher BMI or obesity, we do worry about the risk for respiratory systems and cardiac issues, for example. People can have malignant hypothermia, which is a genetic problem, and they have a high risk for anesthetic. Smokers, of course, because we are putting you under, we are ventilating you, we are breathing for you.
Yeah.
So there's many factors that we have to consider as doctors, as anesthesiasts, and those things are very important. But I think it's more the fear of the unknown for someone who's going under the knife,
for sure,
under the trust of someone else. That's probably the most stress that someone has to fear, but we take on that risk. So I wouldn't say that it's you're going under the knife and definitely you're never going to wake up. I think a lot of people watch movies and it's very exaggerated. but I think for the most part, we really, as doctors, we want to do our best to make a difference. And whatever was abnormal and you're coming to surgery for that abnormal, whatever it may be, trauma or you foul, whatever it may be, that we want to return that back to normal. And that's the only reason that you come to us as surgeons.
For sure. And I mean, we learned as well that you have a special interest in plastic surgery. And this was another big myth, you know. Is it true that plastic surgery can actually erase all signs of aging, you know, or does it just simply enhance your features? What's your take on this one?
I mean, I don't think we're God.
For sure, yeah.
I love plastics. It's absolutely incredible what we can do. And there's a lot of new products and ways that we can beautify a person, is what I'd like to call it.
Yeah.
And we can definitely enhance features. There's Botox now, fillers, cannula, tons of products on the market. But I don't think we can completely erase aging. It's not Benjamin Button. There are, you know, there's procedures that we can do to make features that do cause aging, because when we age, the face sags, everything of the skeleton hollows, and that's actually what we see in terms of aging. And there's a lot of procedures that we can do to reduce those effects. So yes, facelift, for example, lifting of the brows, you know, Botox, fillers, toxins, those things make a huge difference in what the patients look like. But completely erase, I think that's a must.
No, listen, that would probably be something really expensive to have to completely erase aging altogether. I mean, is that even possible? Probably not, you know.
Well, even brains that they'll be a gazillionaire.
No, they really will. They really will. And I mean, as we're talking about money, this was just like a bonus myth that we also threw in. And that's that plastic surgery is expensive, right? It's only accessible to the wealthy. Do you think that there are affordable options for plastic surgery?
Yeah, so I work in the state in the public hospitals at the moment, and I work with a lot of our plastic surgeons, especially with Smile Foundation, for example. So we do a lot of cosmetic procedures for kids that require it, after burns, for example.
Yeah.
So that is considered cosmetic. And then we also in state do breast augmentation, rhinoplasties, which are nose jobs. We do breast reduction, breast reconstructions after mastectomy. So we do a lot of aesthetic procedures. It's just that the system is quite overwhelmed in terms of emergency procedures, so that takes priority. But yes, there is definitely an option that's not just for the wealthy. I think it's just more accessible to the wealthy at the moment, because it does cost quite a lot for implants, for example, and everything we need and require to make everyone look more beautiful.
I love that. Now that you've told us that there are some other affordable options, I think now we all need to know, where can we get a hold of you and just your services?
So I am actually in public at the moment. So I work in Germiston, but once I'm done, I should be in Fourways.
Awesome.
But there are incredible people all around South Africa that are doing amazing things. If you want to follow what I do, I'm part of the Smile Foundation, and we do a lot of pro bono work for our kids. So that's where you'll find me.
Okay, perfect. You heard it here, Algoa Country. Make sure you also check out the Smile Foundation so you can get more information on exactly what they do and really how they are contributing to society. Otherwise, where can we catch you on your social media before we let you go, Doctor?
I'm under DRFDAYAL, so Dr. F Dial on Instagram, and you can also see me on Facebook, but I'm definitely more active on Instagram, so you can see everything I do there.
Okay, perfect. Dr. Farini Dial, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa FM.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.